Welcome to the first Super Saturday recap. And if you are new to the fandom, Super Saturday is this big day, big Saturdays, of course, where all the national selections are going on, either finals or semifinals. So last week we had the very first Super Saturday of the season.
Amazing, and we've got lots of things to talk about and very little time, so let's get started. Welcome to the Eurovision Files.
So last Saturday, as we were saying, it was the first Super Saturday of the season, and we had the big finals of the Benidorm Fest, the national selection for Spain, Vidbir national selection final for Ukraine, Melody Grand Prix, the Norwegian national selection, and then the MESC. So it's the selection for Malta. So we're going to be discussing a little bit what we think about it. Please feel free to share your comments with us so we can have a proper debate on the songs, because some of them, there are going to be a lot of discussions about them. So do
Yes.
you have any favorite, Maria?
I think from these four finalists, I would say my favorite is the Ukrainian one. We've actually seen Jerry Heil and Aliona, and we've seen her we've seen them actually in Liverpool last year. They actually played a gig on the first night of the official contest. And I think I found them quite good when they were playing live, but I wasn't particularly hooked by the songs that they were doing together. But this one is actually, I really like it. I think it's very catchy. It sounds a lot like what I expect from a Ukrainian possibly winning song. What do you think about that one?
I actually, it's also my favorite, and it's giving me Eurovision winner vibes. I think it has all
Yes.
the characteristics that you were expecting for a Eurovision song, especially, yes, as you say, from Ukraine. They singing in Ukrainian. They have like a very mystical vibe around it as well. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Kalush
Yes.
orchestra, but in a different way. It's not a copy or anything like that. I'm not saying that, but it has the same vibe. So it's like tradition but modern, and I think it's a very, very good song. It's Ukraine just jumped on the odds for me, and I
Yeah.
think it's my favorite at the moment.
It's like they got the perfect balance of folk, traditional folk with very modern pop. And they do it very well in that country. I don't know why, but they really do it well. So yeah, that's I think it's going to do very well. And I hope they do. And I like the what they've done with the stage. I don't know if they're going to change it for the show. But yeah, it looks good.
And also, there was like a little controversy regarding the vote system in the Vidvir, because the final was on Saturday, and then they gave all the points on Sunday, and someone withdrawn, one artist withdrawn from the selection because they were not happy about how the voting system was being handled. So yeah, there's always some kind of controversy, and it's always gonna happen in any country. But still, I think this was everyone's favorite. I know Melovin, it's one of one of the artists of that the fans, Euro fans, really love. But I think this was the winning song for the Vidbir, and it's gonna be at least top five. If they don't win, it's gonna be top five in Malmö this year.
Yeah, and I mean, regarding the voting system, I think maybe like if we consider something similar, it's probably like the whole voting of the election of 2020 in the US is probably the only thing that can compare with the controversies that you can find in Eurovision. It's like It's always crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
You know, is
yeah.
it the is you know, do you want to have the jury? Do you want to have just a public vote? Is the way that the votes are collected the right one? The right one? Is the time that you spend voting the right one? Can you vote on one day or can you vote on several days? It's, you know, can you collect multiple votes from the same person? So it's always so difficult to like agree on one thing, and no one is ever going to be fully happy with what's happening. So, but yeah, like I agree. I think I have listened to that song before. I found it by chance, actually. I don't know why. I think I was just looking for Jerry Heil, and I saw the song on the feed. I played it and I thought it was great. And this was like over a month ago. So yeah, definitely, probably one of the top five.
Yeah, I agree. And then we have Gotte. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but they won for Norway and they are going to Malmö. We were discussing some of the songs in the Melody Grand Prix in our last episode, and we were discussing Kino. So the fact that at first, I think it's the same for both of us, we didn't really enjoy their song, but that's kind of the sense that it grows on you. The more you listen, the more you like it. And I was rooting for them in the final. But I have to say that Gotte, again, excuse me if I'm not saying that correctly, I think it was my second option, my second choice, because I think they're very good. And still they have this kind of folk Norwegian vibe around it that I love in terms of how representing cultural identities on Eurovision.
I think
What are your thoughts?
yeah, it's not that common to get Norwegians to do a song in Norwegian, actually. They do lots of English songs, which are great. I mean, you know, we've seen many good participants doing like Alexander Rybak, Kino, like we said last year with Alessandra. They are very good English songs, but having one in Norwegian is not that common, and it's actually quite cool. And again, a bit like with the Ukrainian one, it's a bit of a mix between that folkish vibe, but really, really modern, almost like a techno song, like almost like a 90s techno. It's a bit crazy, like I said the last time with Kino, but actually, like you say, with the Kino one, I thought it was a bit chaotic, and then I played it more and I actually enjoyed it. And there was an acoustic version as well that we heard, and it was really nice. Probably not the vibe that you want for the festival, but it actually made us like the song a little bit more, probably.
Yeah, there was a little controversy. I like controversy, you know, it's like a bit of
Yes.
gossip, you know? around this song, because the song is actually inspired by some folk songs that probably they are not registered under the music system in Norway. It's like oral tradition that is passed on generation after generation. And they were told at some point that they might need to change the lyrics and some parts of the songs because they might be going against this protection of music, because they're not paying the rights to the owners of the songs and the music and the
Yeah.
tunes. But who is the owner of songs, folk songs, that they are not really registered?
Exactly. And
So
I think there is a rule as well that if a song if the writer of a song has been dead for over 100 years, then it becomes public domain, which is what happens with actually the anthem of Eurovision, which is called the Te Deum, because it was written by someone that died over 100 years ago. Now it's public domain, so you can actually use it. And I am assuming a folk song is probably much older than that. So,
And
yeah.
that rule keeps changing because it's based on the Beatles.
Yes.
The older they grow,
Exactly.
they have to change that law.
It's like with the, those smoking rules that they're doing now, that the, you know, they're
Yes.
going to extend by 1 year and so on. So the same happens here.
Yeah, but yeah, and there were us also this band Goethe. They are where I don't know what are they saying at the moment, but they were threatening that if they won, they wouldn't be participating because of Israel taking place this year in the Eurovision Song Contest. So, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, I
Maybe they
think
won't go after all, and we will have someone else.
we I think it's something that it's not very talked about, but it keeps popping up on the news, like people that are just not happy with what's happening and the fact that Israel is still there and nobody has said, you know, to actually take a stand or leave the festival. It's a bit concerning because I think either they, you know, either everyone decides not to go, and then what's going to happen? Are we going to have to cancel the show? Which I hope not.
No.
But then on the other hand, is everyone going, and is an incident going to take place where maybe they go on stage and they decide not to play?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a live show. It's very difficult to control what's going to happen. Obviously we still have 3 months to go. Hopefully there can be a resolution in Israel, between Israel and Palestine, but in the meantime it's a bit concerning. And of course I'm not diminishing what's happening in the political side of things, but I think it's worrying because this is actually something that is seen all around the world, and it can have a big effect on the impact that the way people see the whole conflict, especially people that maybe are not that interested in politics, but they might look at this and just understand a bit more from watching the show. So I think, I'm not sure the EBU is actually considering all the repercussions that could come from this. So, but we'll have to
Yeah,
see.
for me it's safety because there are some ongoing incidents in Sweden at the moment, like attacking embassies and so on in Stockholm and others in Malmö. So security, if still Israel is going to participate, they need to take that into account, the EBU and SVT who are organizing this year. So security is going to be a concern for everyone.
Yes. I think there are also like some concerns about some of the parties that are taking place before
Yeah.
the show. Potentially some of the concerts that are taking place in other places in Europe for Eurovision. We know there's one in Amsterdam, one in London. So yeah, it can always be an issue where there are multiple nationalities coming together with different political views, and they are being very outspoken about it, because some people will just go to have fun and, you know, to make friends, but there will be others where they will want to make a political point about it, and that's when issues may happen. So yeah, we'll see.
Hopefully not, but yeah. So moving on to a more straightforward entrant or someone who's going to be definitely going to Eurovision. It's the Maltese representative, Sara Vonici, who was elected last Saturday, as all of them. What do you think about Sara?
She's okay, but she's not my favorite. And what I mean with this is it feels a lighter version of someone like Chanel. The Latino, I mean, we know that there's always a Latino entry with a girl having a dance in the middle of the song. I think, I'm not gonna say Chanel was the original, because there was Latino style entries before her. But the fact that it really feels like a copy, like it's yeah, I'm not really sure. And it's not like the song is doing anything special for me, to be
Yeah.
frank. What do you think?
I have to agree with you. It reminds me of Chanel. part of the dance break and the movements and everything, and some other parts of the dancing bit remind me of Noah Kirel. So I think it's a good show, probably for Eurovision, a good performance, something that it needs to be there, like a quota, you know, dance break, the girl with the dance break.
like the duo with the girl and the boy.
Yes. So there's a quota for everything in Eurovision. And I think this is one of them. And again, it's not my favorite. And hopefully it will be a great performance to see live. Because, of course, national selections, the staging part will change a lot. We know that. But yeah, I think it's okay. But of course, as same as you, it's not my favorite.
Yeah. It's not everyone can be the best. I can imagine this is potentially, again, another one that will drop from the semifinals. Another one for Malta, two in a row, unfortunately. I wish them the best anyway. And you know, we don't know yet what they're going to do in terms of staging and so on. So it can be that actually things improve and it becomes a worthy entry. But right now, it's okay. It's just probably not going to make the cut.
If they do quite epic, like if they put like an amazing performance, I'm not saying like fireworks or anything, but put
Fuego.
up your game. Yeah.
Fuego.
They,
Another
yeah,
one.
Because Eleni was not a favorite before the semifinals, and she made a great impression in everyone's in Europe. So probably Sarah could go to the final. I don't know. We have to watch and to see and to listen to all the songs to make any judgment. But so far, what we have now, it's an okay song. And then the other national selection, it was one of the big ones as well. The Benidorm Fest, it's been increasing the popularity all across Europe for the last 3 years. And Nebulosa won with a song called Zorra. And we know what this means because we're from Spain. And if you don't, it's some people, again, controversy. People don't like the way that the song is framed. The title Zorra means to be like a whore. Yeah, someone
like a
who
bitch.
Is like a bitch. So you are being called these names because you are an empowered woman. You are independent. You go out there. You have fun with your friends. So that's what you are called. And this is something especially relevant to Spanish culture, I would say, post Franco and religion, culture, small communities. So it's quite relevant.
She mentioned after the show that, or they mentioned that they wanted to change the meaning of the song. They had sort of taken that song, the word. They had taken the word and they had tried to transform the meaning into like an independent woman that enjoys life and doesn't really care about what other people think. So she's a bitch in the sense of like, yes, I am I'm a bad bitch and I'm
a
going
badass.
Exactly. But not a bitch in the sense of, you know, either the being with many men or being a bad person, more like being a very strong woman that does whatever she wants and not what other people care about.
Yeah, it makes total sense because that's a common name that people call, well, especially, well, I'm not saying men, but also women do that, call women because they feel that they can do whatever the hell they want. And it's something that I've heard all my life, calling people's names and calling Zorra. And I think the meaning comes across really well. And I quite like the song. But my concern is that, is this song is going to be understood in Europe? Because it's quite powerful and the meaning is quite powerful. So I don't know. I'm concerned.
My worry, and I think you probably have a better view of what I'm going to say now because you were very much into the media areas of Eurovision last year. My worry is that they will not do enough promotion on the media. I mean, in terms of interviews, in terms of explaining to all the broadcasters what the song is about, making sure that the public understands that. Because we know from previous years, they do very limited interviews. So are they actually going to promote the song in the right way, or are they just going to put the song out there and hope, you know, that people just take it? That's what I think worries me. So yeah, I agree with you, but I believe it's now up to RTVE, the broadcaster of from Spain, to actually do a proper promotion and, you know, for once make sure that they have their artists defending that song off the stage and not just on the stage.
Maybe they learned from last year, because they were nowhere to be seen in Liverpool. I had to made a lot of effort.
You had to chase. You had to chase.
I had to chase them, only to be turned down because they weren't giving any interviews to anyone in the media.
Exactly.
Because they consider themselves winners. So they yeah. that's what they told me. I'm not just getting that. So I think that's wrong. You cannot really do that because you are also depending on the people's votes. I mean,
yeah,
what happened last year?
I think if you look at the example, for example, of Caria last year, the amount of effort that he made on not only on stage but off stage, he had the sauna van in the festival and they engaged with, like, I mean, everyone was around the van all the time.
Yeah.
And they did interviews and they were so engaged. You know, everyone in the festival basically ended up loving him.
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of difference. This festival is where, let's, we have to understand, this festival is not about the song. In the 50s, yes, it was about the song. It was the All in Black and White, that you had someone on stage with an orchestra and the best song won. This time, it's a package. It's the song, it's the staging, it's the meaning, it's falling in love with the people on stage. That RTVE are not doing it properly.
No.
They do the song and they feel they've got a winner in their hands, and then they go and do the staging, and for them that's it. And you're missing 50% of it, and that's why they think they're winners, and they end up, you know, fit from the bottom.
And it worked quite well with Chanel because she had a winning performance and she was very charismatic. The few interviews or the interactions she had with international media and fans, she was very charismatic. Well,
yeah.
She still is. She's alive,
she
thank God. And she is that kind of person that you want to hug her and you want to be her friend.
Yeah.
And I'm giving, Nebulos is giving me the same vibes. They seem very out there. They are not afraid of speaking. They want to interact with the public and they seem very Eurovision driven.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that they will make this song justice. And so, yeah, I'm wishing them all the best. And I'm actually really looking forward to see this one on stage.
Yeah. It finally, I mean, not finally. I know that 2 years ago we had Chanel, but I think we were not so impressed, or at least I wasn't so impressed with Spain last year. I liked the song. I didn't dislike it, but it fell really flat with the whole thing. So this year it sounds like we might actually get excited again with them. So yeah, that's,
yeah.
It's a good feeling to have for once with Spain. It doesn't always happen.
Indeed.
let's be honest.
And last bit of news, we have presenters.
Yay!
And they listen to us. They are bringing Petra Mede back, and this
yes.
time Malin Åkerman is gonna be with her.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, I think Petra was a lot better the second time because she had someone with her.
She was alone the first time.
Exactly.
I mean.
The first time, I think a lot of, you need that kind of interaction. Last year we saw it as well with Hannah and Alesha and Julia. The interaction, you can throw jokes at each other, and the response is sometimes funnier than the joke. But when Petra was doing that, she was alone in 2013.
Yeah.
That's that. Like, what do you do with that? Then when she was with Mons in 2016, it was a lot better. So hopefully this time with Malin, it's going to work much better. And she's a comedian, so you know, I think she obviously the experience that comes from 11 years from the last time or the first time to now, it's going to be so much greater.
I have to admit that I'm missing Mans Zimmerlo in this pack.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's gonna be on stage. I mean, it's Sweden. Like he was already so excited when they won because I'm sure he knew that that's my call to be on the fest in the festival again.
Yeah, he will be.
He's
He
he
will
will be
be.
there. He will be there.
Yes.
Big question is who else is going to be in Malmö in 2024, 50 years after
Lottie, for
us?
sure.
Yeah,
You're
of
thinking
course.
about ABBA.
I'm thinking about, yeah, I was gonna say, I was thinking about a certain band that won 50 years ago, but they keep saying no. I wonder if it's, you know, the no to surprise us later. But
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
fingers crossed.
And so today, San Remo starts. Remember that San Remo, it's the inverted commas national selection of Italy. And we know San Remo is more important than that. And it's part of the Italian culture. So it starts today and it runs from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So it's 5 days. Today, we're going to be hearing all the songs for the first time. And the final, it's on Saturday alongside the national selection for Finland, national selection final for Latvia. We're going to be having the second semi-final for the Melody Festivalen for Sweden and the semi-final, one of the semi-finals for Lithuania. So another Super Saturday is coming.
Yeah, you're gonna get another episode probably next week. Like, you
Yeah.
know, we are starting to have to ramp up this thing. You know, it's non-stop until May now. Yeah, I'm very excited. Are you excited about anything in particular? Apart from Sanremo, which I know is your favorite.
Well, I just want to listen to Mahmoud's song today. I'm actually looking forward to Finland to see what they have because and Kari is going to be performing, but they did so well. They presented such a good song, such a good performer. And it's one of the songs that, even though it's a runner up and didn't win, it's going to be remembered in the history of Eurovision. So let's see what they have this year.
It's, I mean, it could have any other year it would have won
Yeah.
easily. And it's like I was saying before, it's the whole package. I think I can't forget the dancers in bright pink and him in the bright green and the box and the tapes. I just can't forget it. I keep seeing it in my head. I have forgotten others. I don't remember what other people were doing on stage. I think
Yeah.
Finland tends to have quirky people in Eurovision. When they won with Lordi, it's another one that you don't forget. I mean,
No.
I again, I forget there are winners that I forget, but I can't forget Lordi.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited about that one as well. So yeah. It's I think that's the one I'm looking forward to, but obviously I want to know what happens with Sanremo. Very excited about Italy. It's always it Italy tends to take it very seriously, so
Oh, yeah. They have the strongest selection, I would say.
yeah.
Sanremo is more than that. So we'll see what happens this week, this Super Saturday. Keep up to date with our updates on the Instagram. We have now launched a website, the eurovisionfiles.online, where you will find all our social networks, all our podcast episodes, and you can just listen to it. There's further media interviews, newspapers that we have done over the last year. So please go and check it out and stay tuned because we'll come back next week for another Super Saturday recap.
Yes, more finalists coming soon. So stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.